We come now to the reading of God's Word. It's the end of the book of Hosea. The prophet Hosea. You might find that after the books of Ezekiel and Daniel. At the end of Hosea, and we're in chapter 13 and 14 this evening. And we'll begin reading in Hosea chapter 13, verse 1. God's people, hear now the word of God from Hosea chapter 13, verse 1 to the end. And these are the words of the Lord. When Ephraim spoke, there was trembling. He exalted himself in Israel, but through Baal he did wrong and died. And now they sin more and more, and make for themselves molten images, idols skillfully made from their silver, all of them the work of craftsmen. They say of them, let the men who sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they will be like the morning cloud and like dew which soon disappears, like chaff which is blown away from the threshing floor and like smoke from a chimney. Yet I have been the Lord your God since the land of Egypt, and you are not to know any God except me, for there is no Savior besides me. I cared for you in the wilderness, in the land of drought. As they had their pasture, they became satisfied, and being satisfied, their heart became proud. Therefore they forgot me. So I will be like a lion to them. Like a leopard, I will lie in wait by the wayside. I will encounter them like a bear robbed of her cubs, and I will tear open their chests there. I will also devour them like a lioness, as a wild beast would tear them. It is your destruction, O Israel, that you are against me, against your help. Where now is your king? That he may save you and all your cities and your judges of whom you requested, give me a king and princes. I gave you a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is stored up. The pains of childbirth come upon him. He is not a wise son. For it is not the time that he should delay at the opening of the womb. Shall I ransom them from the power of Sheol? Shall I redeem them from the death? O death, where are your thorns? O Sheol, where is your sting? Compassion will be hidden from my sight. Though he flourishes among the reeds, an east wind will come, the wind of the Lord coming up from the wilderness, his fountain will become dry and his spring will be dried up. It will plunder his treasury of every precious article. Samaria will be held guilty, for she has rebelled against her God. They will fall by the sword. Their little ones will be dashed in pieces, and their pregnant women will be ripped open. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, that we may present the fruit of our lips. Assyria will not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say again, our God, to the work of our hands, for you in the orphan finds mercy. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew of Israel, to Israel. He will blossom like the lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoots will sprout, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. Those who live in his shadow will again raise grain, and they will blossom like the vine. His renown will be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? It is I who answer and look after you. I am like a luxuriant cypress. From me comes your fruit. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them, but transgressors will stumble in them. Those are the words of our God. And as we've gone through this book, now people, we should acknowledge, people don't like, just like us, people don't like to be told about their sin and the danger of what they are doing because of pride. And yet it is necessary for us to hear It's good for us to hear, as it was good for Israel to hear this over and over and over again. Because there's great dangers of sin. And we ought to pray that faithful ministers would bring the Scripture to bear upon our sin. That you have the opportunity, as Israel had at the very end of this prophecy, and throughout all of the prophets, to repent and turn to the Lord from their sin. Well, here again, Israel is rebuked and threatened for their idolatry and their immorality and their pride and luxury and abuses concerning their wealth and prosperity. And the list goes on if we go back throughout the whole book of all their heinousness and sin. And then in verse 12 of chapter 13 to the end of the chapter, they're told of the ruin that will come upon them because of their sin. And one last final plea comes in chapter 14, verse 1 and following, that they would repent, that they would turn from their sin to the Lord. And Yahweh, being a merciful God, He breaks it down to them what this looks like. He tells them the words that must be said, or something similar to it. But not just the words, but how they ought to live. What they were to do. He does that in the first couple verses. In the passage we see that God gives them encouragements to repent. Verse 4. That His anger would be turned away from them, just like we heard this morning, through Christ, the sacrifice. Verses 5 to 8, He'll bring again fruit to them and cause them to prosper. And the book concludes, for you to have ears to hear, just as Christ would say in the Gospels, to consider what we have seen, the great sin, the promises of great destruction, that would be upon them unless they turned and repented. But not just if they repent, it's if you repent, sinner. And so He says at the end, whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous walk in them, but transgressors will stumble in them. And so may it be that we are the righteous who walk in them. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful in Christ, your Son, that you have shown us the ways that are right. For all of your ways are right, and yet we often ourselves, even as your people, we often go in our own ways, in the ways of the world, because we like the world. We like what they look like. We see beneficial things. And so we follow after them. But your way is the only right way. And we fall into sin. But Father, we're pleading that you would see us in Christ Jesus, your Son. That His perfect sacrifice, His life and perfect sacrifice, would be our righteousness in your sight. For we have no other righteousness, no other good works to provide for you that are good enough. Certainly not good enough to satisfy your wrath, and certainly not good enough to satisfy your holiness and your righteousness. We are altogether pitiful and heinous and wicked in ourselves, apart from your Son, Jesus Christ. Yet, Father, we profess Christ, and we confess that He is our only hope. He is our righteousness. He is Jesus Christ, the righteous one, both in His life and death. And so we plead for you to receive us by your mercy on His account. We pray that you would make us to be the righteous. So clothe us in righteousness as you clothe the priests of the Old Testament with the garments of righteousness. clothe us with righteousness, that we would walk in your ways, which are right. And that there would be none here in their hardness of heart who transgress your ways and stumble in the way. So, Father, we pray for our children, for those who have gone off from our households, who have not known you and played the fool and said there is no God. We pray for their souls, that like Israel they are, for they have gone after their idols, gone after the prostitute, and they played the prostitute, turning from you and going after other lovers, the things of this world. Father, send your Spirit and bring them back and give them repentance. Give us repentance, a repentant heart. Not because of anything we've done, but we plead for your mercy to give us or not give us what we deserve, and to grant us what we don't deserve, your grace, your favor. Father, give us ears to hear and turn us from our wicked ways. Even as your people, there is still remaining sin. We pray that you would turn us from those things. That you would forgive us of those sins of omission, the ones that we know we commit, and turn us back to you. And those sins of commission, those sins we don't even know we commit, in thoughts, in words, and deeds. Father, we need your Son. We need your Spirit. We plead for your great providence to shower us with your grace, as you promise never to leave us or forsake us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.